So the other shoe has dropped in the case of the gentleman in Kentucky who had his drone that was straying over his neighbor's property shot out of the air by his neighbor. Said drone owner has now filed a federal lawsuit asking the court to legally determine whether his drone's flight, this happened last summer, constituted a trespass or not. And he also wants damages for his neighbor's destruction of his drone. I think this is fascinating that he has followed through and decided to try and get a court to weigh in on whether a neighbor is justified in shooting your straying drone out of the air. Sarah, what do you think about this?
So I should say off the bat, I don't know too much about it. I read the article, and I mean, I think that there is a need for some sort of guidance about this. It seems like there's so much uncertainty on both sides, but I have to say that my gut reaction is that you shouldn't be able to just shoot down something flying above your house, as, you know, especially if it's not like it looked like it was well above, I think they said well over 200 feet in the air before it was shot down. And so it just seems a little bit scary to me to think that that might actually be acceptable behavior. On the other hand, having him pay damages, I don't know about that, but I guess I just kind of have morbid curiosity about it to a certain extent, and think that we need some rules, because we really don't at this point. It seems like everyone's just kind of guessing how it should work and saying, you know, this is how I think it should work, but nobody actually knows. So,
yes, I'm assuming there are some laws that come into a play, and maybe they're different in Kentucky than they are in California as to what you can and cannot shoot on your own property. Someone else's drone might be treated differently than cans that you're using for target practice. What do you think, Brian?
Yeah, so it's interesting. And so, you know, a long, long time ago, and sort of our laws regarding trespass sort of come from, were sort of imported into the United States and are still actually pretty draconian in the sense that they're what we call strict liability, right? So if you accidentally stray onto somebody's property, even if you don't know it's somebody else's property, you're still liable for trespass, right? So there's no intent that's tied to it at all. And the United States government always used to, or has always really had this policy that they control the airspace of the entire country. But that's always sort of conflicted with this interesting question of, you know, your right to the quiet enjoyment of your property and things like that. So there was actually, there has been one Supreme Court case that addressed airspace over the house. And it was this case from the 1940s called U.S. v. Cosby. And essentially what had happened was a military aircraft was flying over this farmer's house, and the farmer, you know, was complaining that not only did it disturb him, but it was disturbing his chickens, and that was sort of, you know, ruining his farm and all of this other stuff. And the Supreme Court came down and they said essentially that you have rights in the airspace above your house up to, I think that they decided it was like 83 feet or something, but essentially it's what, you know, how tall you could eventually build your house up to, or things like that. Whereas some other people argue that you sort of have rights that stretch up to heaven and down to hell, or, and I think that the drone in this case, I think that they said it was flying something like 200 feet. And so it's this very murky place where, you know, maybe anything over 500 feet is clearly sort of federal airspace and just airspace generally. And then anything lower than that, you know, should be yours. But then, of course, there are also these really interesting questions of privacy that come into play in addition to your quiet enjoyment of your property, where you say, hey, listen, if you're flying over my property and you're a little bit too low, is that in any way violative, right, of some privacy right that I have in addition to a property right that would be encompassed by trespass? So it's interesting. And honestly, I mean, it's going to have to be the FAA who's dealing with a lot of the drone regulation right now, especially civilian drone ownership and things like that, who comes out and says something, because, you know, it's pretty clear, as we saw, you know, earlier or last year, I guess, that if you fly a drone into the White House, you know, then that's probably not okay. But if you're flying a drone, you know, into private property, then, you know, then do you have a right to shoot it? you know, and should the owner be compensated for that?
Shoot it or not shoot it. I think we should just put up a web poll and see what people say. Miranda, this is an issue obviously that affects not just people in the United States, but people everywhere as technology spreads and becomes something that you can pilot into your neighbor's yard. Is there any international guidance on this that you're aware of?
No, there is some interesting work being done on drones for humanitarian work, which I think is fascinating and has its own privacy issues. And some countries aren't really interested in that. I don't know much about the issue, but I like it because it does involve physical space as opposed to some of the other technology issues where borders and airspace and distance really doesn't mean anything. So in a way, it feels like it will be a little bit easier to come to some kind of consensus because you can put a border or a measurement or a height restriction on these devices. But again, everything, all these distances are being warped because, 83 feet when that case was judged, now you could do any number of things from 83 feet in the air, like take pictures, drop things that you couldn't do then. So the question is, what do these precedents really mean? Are they still relevant? And I think that's something that every country will have to figure out with its own legal system of property and privacy, and think through what's allowable and what should their citizens enjoy with regards to their property and privacy, and then users should probably be aware if they're near an international border as well.
Yeah, I know exactly. That's what I was thinking as you were talking through that. Is that every law professor who wants to make this a hypothetical on an exam, or every bar examiner who wants to do so, has to now move this fact scenario over to upstate New York or Washington, somewhere on the Canadian border, or down south to the Mexican border, and have the one property be in the United States and the other be in another country. And
what if the person who shoots down the drone is in the other country? Is there a war?
One thing that I would say about the shooting, though, that's really interesting just for this particular case, though, is that, when somebody walks onto your property, right, or somebody's dog gets loose on your property or whatever, you don't just shoot it, right? Normally there's some sort of like middle ground, right? So, and there's a lot of case law that basically says, like, if somebody's trespassing on your property, you can't just execute them, right? Like, routinely, really, without any question, or destroy their property or things like that. So it'll be interesting in this particular case to see whether or not they hold that there was actually trespass, but the owner is still entitled to be sort of reimbursed for the cost of his drone, right? Just because it was sort of destroyed when there was no real threat to life. Or property.